You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line!
And ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.
Scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup finals.
Well, take him out, son. I mean that. Take him out.
Konnichiwa, this is Ryu Vocal.
Howdy, this is Matt Cohen.
Welcome to Big Lens Fast Shutter, where we demystify the world of sports photography. And we're going to go straight into news. So, Matt.
Here at News, both Ryu and I will tell you our best and worst shoot of the previous month, and we talk about ourselves because we're professionals.
And indeed, one of us definitely is, and the other one isn't when it comes to weddings, but we'll talk about that probably next month because Matt will be shooting a wedding in, well, this is recorded on Wednesday, 31st of July, day before August. And Matt's going to go to a wedding. He's going to shoot one for the first time. So we'll see what he's going to, you know, feel about it and what he did in the next podcast. But until, oh, maybe not. No, wait. We'll see. But till then, we will talk about what we've done in the month of July.
Yes.
And Matt Cohen, how was your Jewish July?
I don't know what month it is on the Jewish calendar.
It's July. Okay. I just, yeah.
Well, then it was good. I, at the end of June, basically came home from 3.5 months of being on the road and shooting rodeos. And so I kind of took it easy this month. Shot a bunch of soccer games, which were all good. Soccer, you call it football. The Earthquakes, which is the MLS team that I shoot, have been in first place for most of the season. So it's kind of, it's been cool to see them get a little bit more attention and play better. And I've been in really enjoying shooting a bunch of football, soccer. And then I did something that I don't ordinarily do. I went to a very small, semi-professional rodeo. I went to Fortuna, California, which is about 4.5 hours north of where I live in Oakland. And it's real nice up there. It's in the middle of the Redwoods and it's near the coast. And they have a nice little rodeo that's been going on for 60 years or something. I was denied a credential to the big rodeo that weekend for reasons unknown. And so my choice was basically either to not shoot anything or to head up to this little rodeo where really it wasn't a big money thing for me. None of my clients sponsored any of the guys that rode in this rodeo. And, you know, it wasn't, it's just not a big deal. It's like a hometown kind of rodeo. But, you know, I had really good access. And so I knew that it would be, at least for pictures, a good idea to go up and shoot it. And I think it's really important not to do everything for money all the time. Take a step back, just like, you know, shooting high school sports when you've been shooting college and pros a lot. So it was good. It was a good weekend. They took care of me. It's nice to be appreciated. Like, these guys are looking at me like, this is the guy that shot the finals the last few years, and he's at our little rodeo. So that was kind of cool, and I ended up with some good pictures out of it. So it was fun.
So Matt is a socialist Jew now.
I really don't know
good.
How to process.
Yeah, man, you're, it's good. It's good to do, you know, things for other people. It's good. You kind of turn a corner around your life, you know, doing something for, I mean, look at you. You're a grown man. You do things for other people, for the good of the community, you know?
Moving on.
You do. It's good. It's good. I see progress. I really do. Well, Matt rodeoed again. I promise. He promised me he's going to do other stuff in the future. But for the time being, it's rodeo season, right?
Not really. I have one more rodeo in August.
It's rodeo season in Matt's life. All right? So, guys, he will do something other than rodeo. I promise he will. Even if that's like, I don't know, peewee, motocross racing or something like that. He will do something, right?
I promise.
He promised. So there you go. The best. No, I'll go with the worst first. It's the fact that I did two effing weeks of golf, front and back, and I now really hate golf. I can't stand it anymore. I wrote a blog post about it, and you can read it. There weren't that many hateful comments there, but just a matter, just the whole principle of that being a sport really bothers me now. But as I've also said in the blog post, my wife says it's a precision sport. So we'll see if when golf makes it to the Olympics, I'm sure darts will. The best, absolutely probably the best, was that I got to see Dream Team 2012 playing against Team GB in Manchester. To be able to see, I mean, basketball being my favorite sport, to be able to see LeBron, Kobe, and Durant on the same team, and to be able to see LeBron James up close was just, that was crazy. Now, I wish I could have actually done it again in the Olympics, but life just, you know, isn't fair like that. If you've never shot any sport that has a lot of tall, big people, I highly recommend shooting basketball, because where you can get very close to them as well. High school level, I'm sure there are a lot of big kids, even more so in universities. So if you get a chance, please go and do it. And that's it. Nothing else. Football season is going to start soon. By the time this is out, I might have probably gone to my first preseason football match. And yeah, you know, the road to hell will start soon again. And that is it for news. In Masterclass, we pick a topic in sports photography and we discuss it front and back and maybe sideways, plus someone, but not someone this month because we didn't invite anybody. So it's just me and Matt Cohen. And Matt Cohen has something to tell you before we start this section, because he made a boo-boo during one of his shoots recently.
All right, live radio.
Yay.
Yeah, I missed a picture for the first time, and I don't really know how long. It's been quite a while since I actually missed a picture, but shooting soccer the other night, and there was a shot, and I didn't have a good picture on the shot, so I moved to the goalie, figuring I would get the save or get the ball going by him, and he either saved it or hit the post, and it bounced out to one of the players on the team that was on offense, and he bicycle kicked it, and I blew the focus. It was really annoying. I have him with his back to the ground and his foot on the ball, and the focus is about, I don't know, a foot behind him, so he is definitely not in focus. It's frustrating, but sometimes you have to take the loss and delete the picture and not try and put it up and say, oh, look what I almost got, or look at this great play or something like that. And I've seen that way too much recently. You have to accept that you missed a picture when you miss it.
I see. I wouldn't, but Matt does. So it kind of shows, you know, that A, Matt is a honest photographer, or B, Matt sucks and we just don't know about it. But in any case, that's not the topic. We're not going to be discussing Matt and his failures, well, in his recent failures. But we're going to be talking about parts, as that was the competition title for You Win. I don't know, like, what the reason was behind the fact we only had 9 entries into the You Win last month, but for the photos we saw, like, some of them very, very good, some of them not really. And I really want people to understand that being able to actually shoot parts, or concentrating, or making the subject part of a body or an equipment or something, and not the entire body of the athlete is very, 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 very important. And as more, like, how do you say, like, more comfortable you get in shooting these parts to convey some kind of a story or an action or something, you will become a better sports photographer. You'll be going away from shooting stock action shots of two guys bouncing off each other with a ball in the middle. So, in here to impart some wisdom, Matt Cohen will tell us a bit more about parts and what he thinks about parts and parts in general.
Yeah, I think that we talk about getting different angles and using different gear and, you know, different techniques. The reason and the overarching reason that we're doing this and that both Ryu and I shoot is that we want to show a side of the game that you're not going to get from watching it on TV, that you're not going to get from sitting in the 500 level of a big stadium. Your job, you get the access. Like, so when you're shooting these things, you're on the field and everybody else has to be back, and, you know, you could be at the lip of a skate park or, you know, whatever it is, you're up close. You're shooting from a position that nobody else, most other people, don't get to see. And I think that it's important that you show them things that they don't get to see. So if you're on the end line at a soccer game and you're just showing them what it looks like to them on TV or what it looks like to them when they're sitting in the stands, you've really failed in your job. Like, your job, you're not a video guy. Your job is to capture the moments and capture the details. And if you're just showing, like, these stock action pictures, everybody else has seen them a million times. It's the one that the paper with a lazy staffer puts on their front page or the front page of their sports section, not what the New York Times puts on their cover or on the cover of their sports section. And that's the difference. So if you're somewhere where you're close up to the action, what does that mean? Does that mean you take off your 300 or your 70 to 200 and put on a mid-range zoom and zoom out so that you fit everything in? Well, that's what it could mean. Or you put the longest lens on you have and show the sweat dripping off of the goalie's face or the spike mark on the defender's leg because he went into a slide tackle with somebody else and got the worst of it. These are the things that gives texture to sports and it gives variety to your shoot. And I know that people want to come home with a lot of pictures. What was your hit rate? How many keepers did you get? None of that matters. What matters is when you come home and you boil down everything that you shot to the best pictures, is there some variety or is every picture that you have two guys fighting over a ball? That's really important because if you can show people that you can do different things, that you're versatile, then you're going to get assignments because the editor wants pictures to choose from. And if all you show him are the same picture 40 times, he's not going to be very happy because you're limiting what he can do. So zoom in, show, you know, the battered glove of the first baseman, show somebody covering their mouth to give the sign, you know, they're talking, but they don't want somebody to read their lips. These are all different ways to think about it. But if you don't think about it, all your pictures are going to look the same and it's going to end up looking like the group pool where, you know, stock action shot after stock action shot and nobody taking any chances.
You know, we do like to, at least I like to shoot a lot of wide angle shots and, you know, in that case, everything is in it. But I try to, for instance, then go a bit closer so I can get kind of parts of the person or the subject and then the rest of the environment around it. But that's kind of, it's not very, very common because how often do you get that close to an athlete and you don't really get to, especially in a professional realm. This is the other end of it, that we really want you to really zoom in and really concentrate on one aspect of the athlete or the sport. Like Matt said, maybe just a shoe or helmet or hand, like a gymnast hand, because Olympics is now on and imagine like the type of shots that you know the people from Getty or AP or Reuters are going to get. They're not going to just get a shot of people going around in bars and you know swimming, just swimming, water splashing. They're going to really concentrate on one aspect of that sports or that athlete, and to make it their own. And what you really should be concentrating on now, if you've been shooting sports for a long time, is that you should, you know, tell yourself, as Matt pointed out, that it's not a matter of how many, you know, keepers you have at the end of the day. If you have one that is outstanding, we don't, you know, you shouldn't really worry about the average ones. Unless you're working, that's a whole different thing altogether. But if you're doing it as a hobby, especially that, I want you to really risk it all and get something that is truly unique and that's truly you. And that is not two guys fighting for a ball. And that is not going to really be a unique photo because we've seen it all over the place. So we will go back to the parts competition from time to time because I think this is quite important, that it is a really a step in your sports photography life. Because if you can stop motion, the next thing is to do is to kind of go beyond it and do something else that is going to be interesting to the person who sees those photos, as well as for you, that you're starting to now really trying to tell a story within the picture that you've actually shot. So good luck. No, I shouldn't say good luck. We will try to help you as soon as much as possible. If you have really specific questions you have with this whole parts thing, because you probably might, if you don't really understand it completely, please really do ask us, and ask us exactly what we actually mean by parts. We can cite examples, we can post stuff that is, you know, has to do with parts. But please do, because we're here to help you become a better sports photographer who can shoot parts.
Think about whatever makes the sport that you're shooting that sport. Mm. So in soccer, if there's a goal kick, yes, there's a person that's kicking the ball, but he needs to kick the ball, and really the essence of that play is his boot compressing the ball and sending the ball down the field. So yeah, it's going to be a low percentage shot, and it might not be the most interesting thing, and you might not be able to get all that close to it, but if you can, and you get his foot compressing the ball, but the ball hasn't moved yet, that's a picture. And that's a picture that people who see the game don't see it in stop moments. They see it, you know, in video. And so that doesn't, you know, it doesn't translate. Like they don't show super slow motion, high HD video of that because it's a mundane play. But if you make a picture of it, that's the essence of the game. The same thing with, you know, somebody hitting a tennis ball when their strings get compressed or the felt flies off of the ball. These are the essence of the game. Like, these things happen every play, but people don't necessarily get them. And so the ball bounces down the field and two players chase after it all the time, but everybody sees that. There are other things that happen all the time that nobody gets to see, and really it should be your job to show them. So concentrate on breaking it down to its essence and trying to make a picture of what makes that sport that sport.
You got that? Good. So we'll do it, like we said, we'll do it again. We're gonna keep on doing it until everyone's really happy about it. And meanwhile, we need to think what we're gonna do for next month. You win, but keep on posting it. And thanks, Bashar, for inviting all those photos. We really appreciate it. We're gonna move on. So I'll see you on the next section. Bye.
Training ground. You asked for it, you get it. Ryu and I will rip your photos into smithereens.
Woo!
Hold on to your headphones. Woo! Here comes the pain.
And pain it is. Painfully yours. And we are here to destroy your photos, even if you don't ask us to do it. Ben, I like the first one. I really do. I think it's interesting. I think it's probably during Tour de France or some kind of a cycling thing. And it this should have been in parts as well, no?
Yeah. This is an interesting picture and it's a nice moment. I think that get lower, please. This is what people see when they watch TV. Mm. If you're this close, sit on the ground, lay on the ground, shoot up, give us a different perspective on this. Like, your instinct was good to go for this and, you know, it's well done, but it would just be more interesting at a lower angle. You know, get underneath him, show, you know, a little bit more of his face and show it from a different point of view than you see it on TV.
I guess if you could actually have had part of the bicycle, it would even be better. Or kind of through the bicycle, you know, maybe yeah. through his arms.
Use the handlebars to frame
tires his face. Or whatever. Like, just kind of get something in it. So
use what you have. You know, make a frame out of other stuff that's going on and put his face in the middle of it. You know, best case scenario.
Second one, we're not going to really discuss because I just don't. Funny
yeah,
face.
Yeah, people. I don't know. People just whatever. Go for those funny face pictures, but it's nothing.
JoJo.
Timing. You know, you got to get the ball closer to his hand. You know, if you're gonna cut it off this way, you don't need the whole ball. It's not. You don't need the hoop, but you do need the ball closer to his hand because really all we're getting is like a rumor of the ball in this situation, and it's not a good enough picture on its own to be breaking rules like having the ball in the frame.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a really, really good picture. I don't know, probably a better moment, just not doing it for me for a lot of different reasons, but just like a gut instinct for me on this one, I just don't really feel it. Lint Petty's got two. First one, it's a field hockey match. I guess it's in Australia. That's all I can kind of get. Like, I don't know what's going on. If whatever is going on, it's not very interesting. The goal is in the way. And the ball's not there. Nothing is implied. The girl's looking one way and the goalie's looking another way. I don't.
Yeah, it's just not enough context for this kind of shot. It's really, you know, if you could have isolated the player, if that goal hadn't have been there, you know, there were some things that you could have done with it. But it's just really, would you have sent this picture? Would you have shown this picture to anybody if she had a normal kind of expression on her face? And the answer I would imagine is no. And then you go back and say, well, does that look make the picture? And the answer to that is definitely no. So it's not working.
Yeah. And then I kind of see the second one. I just realized what's going on. It's probably beach volleyball because you can see the ball. But at first I didn't really know what was going on. And the problem is that the reflection is too small compared to the rest of the frame. So you really have to go for the entire reflection or not. And it doesn't really look like a beach volleyball player as well, you know? Like, I was just wondering what the hell the whole thing was. So,
well, I don't know. I mean, the sand on his face should have been a giveaway even before you saw
it. I thought it was like a baseball player who got like sand on his face. You know,
baseball players don't wear tank tops.
We'll see a better reflection thing down the line, training ground this time. If you want to do something like this, you really, really, the reflection should be the main thing. It should not be, I don't know, 1/32nd of the entire frame. I want you to then close up a lot more with the sand, with the face, and the reflection. That would actually have been a lot clearer what you want us to actually see. Yeah, or something in the background that actually tells you that it's the beach.
Yeah, I agree that the reflection should be bigger, but I think that Ryu's being too hard on this picture. I actually think it's pretty good. It's not great. You can do better, but I think the sand on his face and the reflection and, you know, the expression, I think that that it's, you know, it's pretty good.
Matt's getting soft with his age. We're going to go to J Rash 168 baseball picture. It's like a ghost where is his feet thing going on? I don't know. Maybe if you could just kind of peeked out a bit or to the right to get him a bit more in the frame, or maybe through his legs if you're going down even lower and got his head. Somebody's just kind of bit half-assed.
Exactly. It's a good impulse to obscure your main subject with something else, and I would encourage people to try and use their surroundings and use the other players to do that. But it's, you know, this is basically, you know, not very much better than a stop action picture. Like, okay, great, you had the idea, but now let's see you really do something with it. You know, if it would have been tighter so that you could just barely tell that it was legs and his head was bigger, or like Ryu said, if it was in between his legs, or, you know, just something different. But this is like, it's, his face is too small relative to everything else, and having the feet cut off and having, you know, kind of awkward space on either side. It's kind of, you have too many things working against you and not enough things working for you on this one.
Why don't we like make the next training ground, and that next training about next UN, about the obscure thing?
Okay.
We can, huh?
Yeah.
I just thought about it.
All right.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right. It's fine. We go to Jai Greave. People running, and it's obscure as well, but doesn't really do it because nothing funny happening or interesting happening with the two runners right behind each other.
Yeah. I mean, just figure out what you're trying to say with these pictures and what somebody else would say about what you're saying to them. And really, the only thing this picture has going for it is that you shot at a wide enough aperture that you blurred out the background. That's nice. But that's not what makes the picture.
No. So next time, if you're going to do this, then give us a bit more something interesting, because part of a body kind of popping out from the behind the white girl's thing doesn't really do it. And I don't know. It's not really interesting. De Vega Branco. This should have been on UN. Like, I don't know why it's not. Matt and I discussed about it a bit before we started training ground, and had it been a bit more like arm action, we can see a bit more of the arm, it would then probably, you will see a bit more of the shadow as well, so you'd be see a bit more of details of the other thing. But the red background with the red jacket and everything, it looks really, really good.
And there's nice, you know, you can tell, like, just look at the back of his helmet and his jacket, the fire suit, it's nice light. You know, I don't know if he was using that or if that was a flash or whatever, but there's a lot of things that are going for this, and I think that he probably just got into a situation where he had the wrong lens on. And that's unfortunate, but the instinct is good. The instinct to, you know, shoot as wide as he could, at least to get the shadow in there, because without it, this picture is a lot more
dull.
A lot more boring.
That would have been dull. Yeah. Without any shadow, it would just have been, you know. Unless he was doing something interesting, that guy, but...
Right, but he's not. So, really, what you're left with is the color, the lighting, and the shadow. And this is good, but yes, your instinct was right. It is too tight to make it a great picture. So, next time, you know, have another lens with you or figure something else out.
Bashar... I like what you wanted to do on the first one, but not quite. I wish there was something maybe sticking out. Yes, even that, if that was possible. Even that sticking out would have been better.
Yeah, or you know, some writing or some weathering on the wall in front of it or something.
Yeah,
like,
that would have been
better. If you're gonna dedicate 90% of your picture to a wall, then either that wall has to be really interesting with like paint chipping and flaking off of there, or you know, a no baseball sign, or, you know, something that is going to do it, or you need to have great light, you know, some crazy backlighting going on against his face or something like that. So really you've devoted 90% of your frame to a plain, but not completely plain wall. And then what's going on the other side of it is not especially exciting. So again, you know, it's a good instinct to go for this, and Bashar has definitely been experimenting probably on the same field, and I would say congratulations for that, but show us something better.
Yeah. The second one really doesn't do it anything for me.
Yeah, this is not. I mean, you know, this could be in the school paper, but it's not. Stoli,
I think he was happy that he got the moment and he wanted to send it to us and say, hey, look what you guys think about it. We're all about taking risks in your shot. I don't want you to be beneath a 300, 400 kilogram horse who can probably crush you, and we're going to get sued by your parents and everything. You don't really want that. I don't want you to be getting into any sort of imminent danger, but okay, she's jumping off the horse. All right, you got that. So what, you know? If you kind of, maybe you could actually gotten this whole thing from the side maybe, and he could, you know, compose it so that you could only see maybe half the horse. I mean, everything. You're just doing this dead on from the front of it. How's that exciting? You know?
Yeah, not exciting.
No, not exciting. And we're going to go with not exciting to another exciting photos. And K. Wong Photography. If you can do all these things, like, why aren't you taking any risks? That's what I don't really understand. And this is obviously not a professional league. Everyone's having a good time kicking the ball. Then you know, create something interesting. Honestly, if you're going to start, if you want to get better at this, then I really want you to do something that is going to be interesting. I have no idea what is supposed to be interesting in these two photos. It's just an action shot, which you've cropped. Bravo. That's great. But I want you actually to do the thing you actually had last month, which is the parts thing. For the next, if you're going to put in training ground, please take some shot of parts, because all the photos that you've actually had are all these action shots that are perfectly framed and there's nothing interesting about it, other than the fact that they say, great, you've got the ball and two guys in the photo. Not good. All right. Give us some more. Anything to add?
No, just, you know, these are boring. Like, we see these come into the pool every day. And it's just boring. It's just, and, you know, I've seen some of Kenneth's other pictures and they're very good. These are not, you know, it's, I don't, you know, what are you trying to say? You know, you're showing these pictures to people and, you know, it's a beer league soccer game and you've chosen a time where there's nice light, but that's it. There's nothing else going on. These are just boring and you can do better. And I don't know really what the point is. So,
and we're going to probably say the same thing to the next one. Defender 13. I now forbid you to shoot any sort of pictures of guys taking a shot at goal, anything. None for the next month. I really don't want to see any of it. If it's for your work, sure, you send it over there because I'm sure they need photos like that. But for the next one, I want either the entire frame full of a close-up of a player, or that's it. That's all I want. Or just parts. Gloves, stick, helmet. Something that makes me feel like, oh, this is a really cool hockey shot. But not doing the entire goal thing or what's that? Why am I thinking body tackle? It's not body tackle.
Check.
What's that? Yeah, check. If it's checked, then I wanna see the player's face plastered against the plexiglass. You know, like, give me something more that is not so far away, and this doesn't really do it again for me. It's just
And in case you're wondering, the puck hitting the back of the net does not help you. No. It's just, you know, it's just a detail that, you know, would make a nice picture nicer, but it doesn't do anything for a boring picture. And this is just boring. It's boring.
Yeah. So what I can at least say to you is that for that kind of picture, you either have to get a longer zoom. And if you don't have a longer zoom, and you have to wait until that perfect moment comes that the player is coming really, really at you, and then you get the shot, and just forget the rest. If they're far, they're far. Don't bother. Concentrate as much as possible for that perfect moment to come, and when that comes, don't miss it. And I want to see something out of you, because I know you can actually do these shots. It's fine, it's fine, it's great, it's fantastic, but Show us something more. And we don't want anything to do with shots or checks unless it's really so close in your face you can see a lot more than just, you know, everyone doing their hockey thing. Yeah. God, why am I being angry today? David Masanti. No, I like the first one.
Yeah, I like the first one a lot. I like the risk that he took in doing it, the execution. I like how he kept the bottom, you know, somewhat flush to the edge of the frame.
And shallow.
I
wish it was in the middle. I wish it was a bit towards the middle. That would have actually done, you know, kind of like had a bit of a biggest die. Like,
yeah,
know,
it's not,
being a bit cut.
Yeah. It's not perfect. You know, let's not be under any illusions here. This isn't perfect, but the impulse was good.
Fantastic.
The idea and the, you know, this thing about, you know, we're going to be talking about panning. We've had a question about it in the group. Panning is more interesting when not everything, you know, yes, you have one subject and you're trying to focus on that, but other things are going to fall off because they're not moving at exactly the same speed or the same angle to your camera. That's okay. You know, you can still make a picture when there are five swimmers in the picture and they're not swimming at the same speed and they're different distances. It's okay. You know, you can make a picture that looks like this. The execution could have been better, but the idea was there, and if you keep practicing at it, you'll definitely get it.
Yeah. And show us some more if you got access to these swim meets, then yeah, it'll be good. Not so much so for the Hershey boy with a really weird face.
Yeah, just straight up boring.
No. Just no.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the whole parts thing. Interesting moment, not interesting at all. Navanti, I don't like the background. I hate the background.
Yeah, it's tough.
Mm.
Yeah, if you're going to... See, the thing is that, like... So you chose to use a flash on this, and that's fine. You know, it's great when you absolutely have a chance to use that. But so what about dropping the ISO way down and letting the flash do all the work instead of letting the ambient light in?
Mm.
And then you don't have to worry as much about what's going on in the background, which is killing the picture.
Yeah. It really, really is. Or you should have kind of moved around so you get better background. Background is a lot of everything.
Yeah. Or, you know, use a lens that has very shallow depth of field, you know?
Yeah. So something to ponder for your next submission next month. Matchpoint.com. It's what I was talking about in terms of reflection. The problem with this is that I like the reflection, but the dude isn't really doing it for me. That's the problem. I think that if he was a driver, we wouldn't really know if he was a driver, right?
Well, I don't think that's the important part. I think the important part is that he's got most of the picture except the most important part of the picture. So the sunglasses and the guy's face, that's great, and that's a good starting point.
Mm.
But the fact that there wasn't anything going on at all...
In the reflection.
Yeah. So you're saying, I framed this moment for you, come look at me, and then you go and look at it, and there's a guy leaned up against a wall and cars that are parked. And that's tough, because it's not every day that you're going to be able to actually get something going on there, but that doesn't make this a better picture. It just makes this what it is, which is a good idea that is being killed by the focus of the picture.
So if you get it next time, make sure something interesting is happening in the reflection, which is going to be probably very, very, very difficult. So
believe me, we're not under any illusions that it's easy to get a moment reflected in somebody's sunglasses. It's not.
No.
But a good picture is still a good picture, and you need to make it. You know, just because you had this idea doesn't forgive the fact that there's nothing going on in the reflection.
Yeah, there has to be something interesting going on. If it's not, it's not
but,
really.
But, you know, on the flip side, as far as like talking about parts, this definitely satisfies that. And, you know, it's a, you know, the impulse to go for something this tight is good.
I agree. Carlina showing some improvements these days. She's doing a lot. Is it she or he? I have no idea.
It's a he.
Huh?
It's a he.
Okay. He. And yeah, I mean, I don't think this really I don't think it really, really worked, because I think if you're shooting something from dead on, it kind of gets a bit messy. I've done this, I already know. It's not really dead on, but it's, I don't know if he's got too many frames, or maybe if you had actually been a bit more, you don't do it one after the other, but you give it a bit more rest so you can kind of see the difference between the frames, then it would have been better. Second one, I wanted to actually see a bit more emotion on the girls, and it would have been an interesting thing, because it quite indifferent, you know? It's like, oh, okay, she hit or whatever.
Yeah, this is ball, she's running. Oh, this okay. is one of those what's ones where much? it's a good idea, but the back, you know, what's in focus is robbing you. You know, if they had you know, if they were all yelling at the same time, or if they were all like putting their hand on their forehead or something like that, you know, but these are the things that you just have to keep shooting, and they'll come to you. You know, if you put yourself into the position and you have practiced on pictures like this where you are getting robbed, you will get rewarded down the line. It's just, you know, that's just a percentages thing.
And I think if you can probably improve it if you know the situation. Like, for instance, if it's the last inning, they're down by one, and the girl hits the ball and it's just, you know, a pop-up. And I will guarantee those three girls will be covering their eyes or their whatever. They'll just be really, really sad. You can probably be able to see it. But if this is like, you know, second inning, there's a no outs, no nothing, and this girl hits, you know, versus the ball down the line, and nothing, there's no risks or no stakes at all for the team, then there'll be no reaction from the girls in the background. So you need to really know, like, what moment you're going to be shooting these, because I don't want you to sit there and just go for the shot for the entire game, because that's pointless. But you should know at what juncture in the game will people do specific things in terms of actually reacting to the situation. It's very, very, very important you understand this. Wow, that's very, very good for me. Senna.
Yep.
I don't think he can get any closer. I kind of thought I wanted him to be a bit closer, but...
No, he's at the rail, the concrete wall here, and you definitely cannot get any closer than that. This is good. It's, you know, I like that he went wide. I like that you can see the chaos that goes on. To be really honest and, you know, verging on nitpicky, there was a better moment than this. I think that having that guy running is a good start, but there are moments where everybody's moving at the same time and it looks way more chaotic. And I think that's the point of a picture like this. You're showing how the six or seven guys who are on a pit crew actually change tires and get gas in the car in 15 seconds or however long it takes. And I've been down there. I know how hard it is, because you would really want to be closer to the guy who's on the right edge of the frame, but you can't, because if you're not wearing a fire suit, or if the barriers are up in the pits or whatever, it makes it really difficult. But I would have waited until the guy who was with the tire, I don't even know what that's called, the air wrench, was, you know, moving a little bit more, and just be more considerate of the composition and the elements that are in it. So the composition is good. You've got the grandstand in the background, and you've got somebody on both edges of the frame, but there's not enough chaos for this picture to really show what goes on in the pits at a NASCAR race.
I've got no idea what to comment on this, because I've never shot a motor racing thing, but it's not, doesn't really do it for me. So maybe you should follow up with just Matt said, and it'll be better next time.
Second one's a throwaway.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, you have to compose it better. Yeah. It's either far right or far left or something. You can't have all that crap in the background as well. Which
well,
is,
and the flagpole coming right out of her head. Like, that's a cardinal rule. Can't do it. Yeah.
Ken. It's been a while, I think. I kind of feel like
He's
I didn't read anything without reading, and I don't know if those are excuses or whatnot, but they're crappy photos.
Yeah. Well, he's basically saying this.
There's nothing interesting.
Well, he's saying that it's been a year, you know, since we first ripped him. I think it was it the first training ground? Yeah, it was. Where he shot the same race last year and had the car going over the curb, and you know, but it was still a really boring picture. And the thing is that we don't care what your settings were when you were making the pictures. And you know, obviously when you're panning, you either have to stop way down or use a ND filter. My preference is to use an ND filter if you have one. Yeah, we need to get away from the one subject panning. You know, like if you're, it's really easy to get the second picture because it's one thing and it's moving in a predictable way, and that's not it's not enough. You know, it's what you're doing is saying I can pan. Okay, well, great, but what are you going to do with it? So sit in the corner. Yeah, I think I've shown some examples of when I shoot barrel racing and I shoot them making the turn and I pan through the turn. And you're not ever going to be able to get the horse and the rider and everything, you know, perfectly in sync with your panning motion. But you'll get enough of it if you're practice and if you're lucky to make it a way more interesting picture, because they're doing a turn and there's more at play than a static background and a car moving in one direction. And that's what we have in the second picture. And the first one is just too late. You know, they're already by you. And you're focused and you're panning with the car that's in the background, and the car that's in the foreground is out of sync and out of focus. And that's, you know, that's really robbing the pictures. We're going to get into this more when we do the panning masterclass, but there needs to be more elements than just the panning. Like, the panning is a technique, but you still, it's not enough to say, oh, well, I panned. You need to figure out how to use that panning to make it a better picture, not to just cover up from a boring or a busy background. And I think that's what people are doing right now, and we're going to try and fix that as best we can.
Yeah. Oh, because it sucks, you know? Like, just because you can actually do a particular technique doesn't necessarily make then that picture interesting.
Yeah.
That Ben, did I say Ben?
Ben. Ken. One way or the other.
Ken should know by now, but this isn't interesting.
Yeah.
Panning or panning or no panning. It's just, there's nothing interesting,
I think,
about this
part.
Like,
part of it, yeah. I mean, he should
be excited about a car.
He should know.
Passing you by.
And he should know, but part of it is our fault. We've been hammering on panning, but we haven't done a panning technique yet. And it's, I think that, you know, if you just listened to what we were saying and didn't really think about it all that much, you would think that the panning was, you know, a destination, but it's not. It's, panning is, you know, what you use to get to the destination. The destination is still always an interesting picture. And just because there's panning in it doesn't matter. It's just because you use the 24 1.4 to get a really wide picture with a narrow depth of field. If there isn't something really interesting going on there, it doesn't matter what technique you use.
So try again to make it, well, you know, might just say like, okay, don't pan it and send us an interesting, you know, motor racing picture. If you can't do that, then, you know, that'll be great, because it doesn't matter if you pan or not. If it's not interesting, it's not interesting. So with that wonderful negative note, we're going to actually close this one down, and we shall see you back again. And so send us, we've given you specific things to do, please do it, because I'm sure I'll be happy and I'm sure Matt will be happy to see people kind of making progress and not making the same mistake month after month after month after month.
Yeah. The people, you know,
I don't think
people,
it's for you, because you're just getting the same sort of critique for the same photos, and it's not interesting for us. So yeah.
And look at the people who listen to what we're saying, you know, and including Ken most of the time, they've gotten worlds better. So it's, you know, we're not here to savage you just because, you know, you were brave enough to put your picture in there. We're here to help you. And, you know, I know it doesn't feel good and whatever, but we're helping you more than people who are adding your pictures as favorites and saying, oh, what a great shot on a terrible picture. You know, those people aren't helping you. We are helping you. So please, please try to listen and do what we say.
At least, like, you know, a little bit. Win is part of the show where you, the listeners, participate in a monthly themed competition. Top three photos will be presented on our site, and we only have top two because we just had a talk about it. We don't know who picked what, but there's only two. There were photos in the group that should have been, or also on Training Ground, that probably should definitely have been on You Win, don't you think?
Yeah.
But nonetheless, rules are rules. And people will get, well, not people, but person will get a t-shirt of your choice. And there is no third place because there wasn't one that really should be in third place. So we're kind of leaving that chair open. So what's your second?
Second is Ben CK, player running around the bases.
Oh. Really? So we might have a third place then.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to start over?
No, no, it's fine. We're gonna have third place then. I don't have a third place. So. All right. So that's your second place, right?
My second place. Yeah. This is kind of what we were just talking about in masterclass, because this is a detail of something that happens, you know, all the time in baseball, but he's switched it around and left the shutter open for longer to get the base runner's feet blurring. It's not, you know, obviously you would like some better light and you would like maybe a better background, but I like the idea of the base being there because the base is always there and the runner, you know, there's not always going to be a runner there. So it looks less permanent. So yeah, you know, it was a good idea. The execution wasn't my favorite, but it's a good idea.
I didn't like this one. Like, I didn't really like this one at all. The dude in the background is really bothering the guy in the white. Blur is fine, but it's not, doesn't even look like a feet anymore, you know? Alas, I will go with my second one. My second one is, I'm still trying to say which one's the first one. I have to probably go with Bashar's one being the second one. It's a Wave Runners Youth Swim Meet, and it's a kid amongst water, and he's kind of, you know, the face is there, and the rest is all water. I think it's a good cropping job, probably more than the picture itself, because if you go and shoot swimming, which I never actually have, you get a lot of water and you get a lot of splashes, and you kind of have to be quite creative about how you can actually present it. This being kind of a very slim pickings for You Win, I have chosen this one because it is, you know, it's a competent picture. Everything is there. You get the face and you get the water, and water's a nice, really, you know, not smooth, and it's just in different solid bits everywhere. And I like the fact that the left side is kind of, you know, empty space, and you got the face on the right. And I think it's done very, very well. I know Bashar can do better. And you?
Yeah, that's my first.
Really?
That's my first, yeah.
So I have my first is the... I like the legs. The legs sport pick. Mm. I think it's in it. What's IL? Is that Italy? No, it's not. I don't know where that is, actually. Where is that? What is IL? Israel. Oh, wait, that's it. Yeah, okay. It is. Oh, see? Matt, your friend.
Are you talking about the high jumper?
Really? I like this one. Mm-mm. It's parts. It shows... this is the sport that you're doing, and that's it. It's simple. It's a bit funny. We didn't like it. Why?
I didn't like it because... so there are pictures that if you're shooting a track meet, you're going to have... I don't know how many people high jump in track, but let's say that there were more than 10, you know, even at a small track meet. There's going to be more than 10 people who are doing each event. And what bothers me, like this, if there had been something, I don't mind, you know, not being able to see the guy, you know, obviously that's what was needed to satisfy the requirements for this contest. So it's fine that he's impacting the pillow or whatever. I don't even know what that's called. But I don't like the way that his feet are in relation to the bar. And so that's this kind of picture where it's not a super high degree of difficulty. Like, in general, you know that this person is going over that bar one way or the other. So the choices that you have to make are really narrowed down to how can I make this a great picture? Because it's really easy to get a picture of it because you know where it's going to be. It's not like baseball where you don't know where the ball is going to go, and so you're guessing on what fielder to shoot, or basketball where they're passing the ball around faster than you can keep focusing. You know where this guy is going, so make it perfect. You know, get his feet in a state where they're, you know, completely under the bar, or they're both, you know, touching the bar, you know, they're in between the camera and the bar. And this just, it just ends up looking like, I don't know, it just looks a little bit sloppy because it was like the care to get this picture wasn't.
He didn't jump this one. I think he actually hit this and he didn't make it. So I kind of thought it was a bit of a failure. Like he failed jumping this height. He was coming down and he looks a bit miserable. You know, it's a bit comical thing going on. That's what I thought when I saw this one.
No. He jumped.
As for what do you want to say?
The pillow thing isn't on. The pillow thing isn't on the other side of the bar. Like, he's made it over the bar.
Yeah, but the bar is falling. I think. I don't think it's what it looks like to me.
No, look at that. No. Look at the angle. It's flush to the mat.
No, I think it's actually because the mat is actually more. Listen, we don't want to actually talk this whole, like, if it's level or not. But what I actually thought is, like, it's I don't know if he was here all the time. I don't really care if he was actually there all the time. I kind of find the whole thing being quite comical, just the leg sticking out. And it tells a story, you know?
Well, the story was about 3/4 of a second later when the bar fell further down.
It might have been that he went over it, but that's for us to just kind of contemplate on, you know?
So my point is that the bar is in an awkward place, and this is the kind of situation where you're not just looking for a picture because you have X number of chances and very predictable action. So these kind of pictures have to be perfect because all of those things are already controlled for you. The number of chances that you get and the very limited landing area where they're going to be. So the degree of difficulty on this picture is low, so you need to really stick it for it to get a high score. That's in a, you know, gymnastics kind of metaphor.
Okay. I don't agree with you, but we have to agree or disagree on this one. It's just like this kind of, I think it's very, very dark as well. I don't think you got the color right. But the whole thing, you know, it does actually say something to me. So I'll keep it as such. But if it comes to, like, this being first, this being second, we're going to be a bit democratic about it. And I would actually put a Bashar's thing first. Just because that we both put it quite high. And Matt just being out of his contention thing. But this should actually come second and the base running thing third then. Because the base running thing third, I understand what he wanted to do, but for what he wanted to do, I think the shutter speed must be a bit higher because you don't see anything of the feet. It's just a blur.
Yeah, I think it's implied.
Oh, but it's kind of like implied that it's this guy actually missed a jump as well type of thing, you know? Whatever it is, he actually has been implying in this photo. Don't you think?
No, I don't think it's the same.
Oh, come on. Really? The other one is a blur. Like, it's like we know.
I'm talking about composition versus composition.
Because it's you've got a base. Other than that, we will not know it's a feet at all, which is fine.
Which is why you can afford to drop the shutter that low. Because what else is going to be there?
What else? What?
What else is going to be there other than feet?
Yeah, but it's not a good picture. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Like, if he actually had that access to this, I would have done a better job. You know what I mean? if you want to do,
yeah,
shoot,
well, it's not a perfect, it's not a perfect picture. Yeah, it's a good idea, and he went for it. I think he should be rewarded for not sitting there and taking, you know, 40 pictures of a batter.
Yeah, but for an execution purposes, I think the high jump is much higher than the base one. Don't you think? Oh, no, come on. Give me a break, Matt. Don't argue just for sake of arguing. You know this. That's true. That it's executed much better than that one, than this one. Because I think Ben, if he goes back and does it again, I think he'll do a better job. Because I just think this is not a good job.
Well, if Sport Pick doesn't go back and do this a better job, then, you know, he's not worth it either.
Tell both of them to do a better job next time then.
Yeah. All right.
All right. You know what?
Let's make
those
pick,
two,
and then
3 and 3 then. We can't have a second place. We're going to have the first ever 2 third place because I cannot possibly give that one a second place. Ben's.
I wasn't arguing that should be ranked higher. You just by, you know, total points or whatever. It's Bashar, then Sport Pick, and then Ben.
I don't like the way you kind of made it sound like I have to do it that way. No, let's make it third place for both of them, for Sport Pick and Ben CK. Right.
Wow. Sometimes these go really well off the cuff, and sometimes they don't.
It doesn't at all. That's fair, right? Let's make it. I don't think there's a second place. I don't think it was very, very good overall, quality-wise, the entrance. No?
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so that's it for UN. I think we've probably argued, I don't think we've ever actually argued this much for UN, but so hopefully you guys are happy with defending and not defending your pictures. But keep on trying, and we'll see you back next month. All right, bye. And with that, we end the 18th episode of Big Ren's Fast Shutter. Special thanks to Bossman, aka Arvin Chinsa, for the icons, and our wonderful producer, David Whitaker, for doing all the dirty work and jobs so we don't have to do them. And we get all the credit. It's not fair, but that's life. We cannot do this without their help. To check out their info as well as ours, please check out biglensfastshutter.com. See you next month, and please buy our t-shirts.